Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there is a trend that is being discussed, and it's called speech fasting, where basically you don't talk before noon. You go the whole morning without talking. It's called speech fasting. In my case, I do my show from 9 to noon every day Pacific time. That means I wouldn't be able to do my show. Yeah, stop it. That's not nice. It's not nice. There's a few people out there that like my show. Be nice. Ridiculous. So, obviously for me that wouldn't work because I have to talk in the morning. So, sorry to disappoint you. But people are touting health benefits when you shut the hell up. Now, you know, they might not be entirely wrong. I don't know if necessarily speech fasting is the right term and if it needs to be done every morning. Because, I mean, when I see my dog about to go pee-pee house and I'm like, go outside, you have a dog in there, what the hell are you doing? I'm going to have to use my voice to do that. There's a lot of orders I need to bark at everybody in my household in the morning. But are there health benefits to just having moments or hours or periods of the day in silence? So there's been some studies discussing, this is being reported by Healthline, that if you have silence and if you, I don't know, meditate or in a nice, beautiful open field or forest or camping and having alone time, then yeah, it could lower your blood pressure. It could lower your cortisol. It could improve your concentration and focus. It could calm racing thoughts. It could stimulate brain growth, stimulate creativity. It may help improve insomnia, and it may encourage mindfulness. So having a period of time, you know, where this is my quiet time, you know, may have a lot of benefits. And I actually agree with that. You know, when you have a family and you have cats and dogs and everybody's driving you crazy and you just want some silence, I want silence. There's an animalistic need to have silence. You know, I'll see my pets in their moments of silence. And, of course, I always break the silence. I'm like, ah, shikaboo, how you tushy be? What you doing? And, you know, he's looking at me like, why are you doing this, okay? Just move on. This is my zone. This is my little, he's in the middle of the living room, of course, so it's my zone, too. But he's like, I'm trying to do my quiet. And I notice some animals like quiet. And my dog will hop on the bed to go to sleep, and my husband will start going, hi, and she'll like kind of groan and grunt, you know, to shut the hell up. So sometimes we really do need silence. Now, I would not say the mornings, because that's when my show is on. Some of you listen to my show at night. Some of you listen to it live. So pick your moment of silence at another time. And it doesn't have to be fasting a whole day, but try it. Let's just for your homework, because sometimes I give you guys homework. I'm a teacher, professor. I like to give homework just because I do. And when you say homework, people will do it. Now, if I say, guys, try this, they won't do it. But if I say, here's your homework. For poops and giggles, just take 5 minutes. You can have the timer on your cell phone. Just 5 minutes of being quiet. And see what it does. I notice that it is calming. I mean, let's just for now, 5 seconds. Let's just do silence for 5 seconds. Let's just see what happens. Okay? That's going to be hard. Hold on. I can do this. It's going to be difficult. Let's just try 5 seconds of being silent. Okay? Here we go. wait 3 seconds. Hold on a second. We'll try it again. 5 seconds of being quiet. Let's just try it. Okay, here we go. You know what I felt? I felt my forehead relax. That's interesting. My forehead muscle relaxed. My mouth didn't relax because I was smiling the whole time and trying to hold back the giggles. But I do believe that certain muscles relax because certain sounds tense you up. Your cremaster muscle might get all stimulated, your sphincters. And I think certain non-sounds could allow that relaxation. And so if you do have a blood pressure issue, if you do have a high cortisol issue, a stress issue, what happens when you... I love my mother. But sometimes it's difficult because she talks a lot. I don't know where the family trait gets that from. But she's very, very talkative. And I keep asking her to not talk. And maybe that's not the answer. Maybe what I need to do is prior to seeing a talkative family member or a person to do my silent moment. Now, I'm a huge fan of people doing meditation. I think it's fantastic. Even in yoga, sometimes you do it very quietly. When I work out, I like to have music going on. I like to have a TV show in the background or watch some sports. Congrats, UConn, by the way. Well done. And they covered the spread and they covered the under. So I was really happy with UConn. That's a whole other subject for a different time. But I think if you have silence and you learn to live with silence for a small period of time, that might actually be a key to you manifesting your hunger urges, your shopping cravings. This is going to be my quiet time. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to pray. I'm going to just be quiet. Now, do I think you should go all morning and not? No, I think you should say hi to people. I think you should work. I mean, if you're going to be doing fasting, if you're going to do speech fasting, how are you going to get your job done? But I am going to suggest that you do take time out of the day where this is my silent time. You can tell the family you're praying, you're meditating, you want to think. But I don't know. I don't think it's a bad idea for a few minutes at a time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a study that has come out, or a report that's come out, saying if you do a four-day work week, where the person works 4 days but gets paid for five, it's racist. And fascinatingly, this is a study out of Wales. And they look, because apparently it's not only America and Bernie Sanders asking for a four-day work week. This has also been touted in European countries and other countries. And they say that if you do a shorter working week, it's going to be discriminatory against ethnic groups and public sector workforces that operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Meanwhile, white-collar workers, executives, would benefit more. It said the risk of widening existing inequalities between groups of workers, given the different gender, race, and other characteristics of different workforces in the public sector, there is potential for negative and differential impacts on particular protected characteristics. They said the consultation was made up of a working group of Welsh government civil servants, public sector bosses, that highlighted a number of drawbacks if you did a four-day work week. One unnamed member of the group reportedly said that allowing workers to have an extra day off would require them to hire an additional 179 staff of full-time equivalent contacts to maintain the same levels of service. Now, this is being reported by The Telegraph. I told you, as a small business owner, that's going to be painful, to pay everybody for Friday off or for Monday off. That's every week, every single week, to pay them full salary. Oh, it's nice if you're the employee, but that employer would be like, I can't do this. Sorry, I'm out. And so apparently, Humza Yousaf launched a four-day work week trial in Scotland last year. Another four-day work week was carried out, I think, in South Cambridgeshire. And the government has asked them to stop. It's not working. Taxpayers are not receiving the best value for their taxes. And so, if you know, Europe obviously seems to trial things before America, such as the transgender transitioning in kids. And then they say, you know what, maybe this is what we're finding. This isn't a good idea. And then America kind of takes a while. So I don't know if the four-day work week is going to die in Europe, but I have been hearing that it's not as well enthusiastically embraced as other sorts of options for work-life balance. And you know, but the concept of racism, that's a fascinating one. You know, we spoke about how many of these things that the government is suggesting helps privileged people. So the student loan write-off and the debt relief for those who borrowed to go to an expensive college. It's nice what the government's doing, but boy, does it tick off the average person that didn't afford to go to college, or who paid off their loans, or who went to community college or state school because they didn't want to borrow money they couldn't pay back. And so, you know, when Biden says we're going to write off student loan debt, it's like salt in the open wound. How many individuals who are underserved are looking at that going, I could have gotten free college. I should have borrowed, taken grants, not supported my family working, because I could be getting $10,000 free or $20,000 free. And you know, same thing with the four-day work week. How many people work for businesses where they get to have an office and air conditioning, or they get to work from home? Well, there's a lot of them out there. But many individuals, they're in the quote-unquote essential. Food service, grocery, law enforcement, first responders. How do you do a four-day work week in a hospital? Now, nurses do it. They'll work 3/12s or 4/12s a week. ER docs will alternate and have certain days a week off, and they'll be doing 12-hour shifts. By the way, I've done 12-hour shifts in an ER. It easily turns into a 14-hour shift. Now, because sometimes you're there, taking care of patients. I mean, now I think more people are, okay, I'm off the clock, here you go. But oftentimes I was there, when the urgent care would close at 11 at night, I wouldn't get done till 1 in the morning, because people would come in at 10:59 p.m. So, you know, when you're kind of quote unquote on the front lines per se in industry, in the labor pool, and you see that people get to have Fridays off paid or Mondays off paid, how would that work? Well, we only work you 32 hours and you'll get a 40-hour work shift. But then the employer has to hire extra staff. Hiring extra staff to give people paid days off every single week, not not something that people would do, which means wages are going to have to lower in order for medical centers and grocery stores and food chains in order to be able to, you know, manage that. But I keep hearing these things that they want to do that really helps the wealthy. I mean, this electric vehicle mandate, how is that helping middle income and lower income families? Many people live in apartments. You're putting this pressure to have an electric vehicle? Every apartment I've lived in, I had to park on the street. There might have been parking places, or one of us would, we might have two cars, so would park up. How do you charge when you have to park on the street? It's not feasible. Not to mention these electric cars are flipping expensive. So all these pushes, the changing of our appliances. I mean, if somebody has a gas appliance, you're asking them to swap that out? That's expensive. And I know they say, well, what we'll do is we'll give you tax write-offs, or well, it's still, it's not practical for people who are trying to work. If you're going to do that, somebody needs to take off work and be home. You know what a pain in the butt it is to try to organize your schedule and stop working so you could be there for a repairman or somebody to come in? It's not practical. When you're wealthy, it's great. Oh, I'll just have my housekeeper there. My housekeeper will have instructions. It's all good. I could charge my Tesla in my garage. I have student loans because I went to Harvard or Yale or Pepperdine. Fantastic. Write those off. What are they doing? You really want to help people open up a bunch of medical clinics that only cost $5. You have to have some skin in the game. You can't just do free clinics. Now, where it only costs $5 to come in and be seen, or $2.50. Now, offer food rather than, you know, a bank account, you know, for food. Give out free fruits and vegetables. I'd rather see the money go to that than somebody who has student loan debt. Why aren't we going to the universities and asking them to pay off the student loan debt? Why does it have to be the taxpayer? The university's got the money. So I think four-day work weeks are going to turn into a three-and-a-half-day work week, because now Thursday is your Friday. And so people are going to already start tuning out on Thursdays. And we're already having a productivity issue. I mean, I'm not, you know, theorizing that's what's behind all the transportation sector issues we've had, but there's some half-assed stuff being done where there are flaws in planes, in bridges, in trains, and you know, is it because we're losing our work ethic? Is it because there's not enough staff? So we're really going to set up a system where the average staff person is home? Who's working? Somebody has to work. Even if we go to AI, now we still need people in the hospitals. We still need people teaching our students. We still need counselors. We still need firefighters. And so it's a fascinating take on it, but I think we're pushing so hard for work-life balance. But if staying home turns into people do their side gig, then it's not necessarily giving them work-life balance. It's just allowing them to do side gigs or get free money. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden unveiling a fresh strategy aimed at forgiving student loan debt. During a visit to Madison, Wisconsin Monday, Biden outlined a series of measures designed to benefit tens of millions of Americans.
And altogether, my administration has taken the most significant action to provide student debt relief ever in the history of this country.
Among these initiatives is the forgiveness of accrued interest for individuals who currently owe more on their loans than their initial borrowing amount. Additionally, the plan extends debt relief to borrowers who have shouldered their loans for decades. California could become the first state in the U.S. to pass a right to disconnect from work law. It would restrict employers from contacting employees during off hours. The proposed bill would mandate companies better specify employee compensated hours and prohibit them from expecting employees to respond outside of that time frame. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I have trouble with the FAERS, the FDA Adverse Event Reporting System. There's supposed to be a dashboard. It's supposed to be, pretty easy to navigate, but I'm trying to look up, medical issues, or I'm trying to look up some of the adverse events reported, and it's a little tricky. Once you can navigate it, and maybe it's just because everybody is on it, but there's been some concern that there's been 100 deaths related to Ozempic, one of the weight loss medications, as reported by the FDA Adverse Events Reporting System. And so I don't have the ability to look at each and every case, but Wegovy, which is Ozempic's weight loss drug, there have been a case count of adverse events over 3,900, about 4,000 cases of adverse events with Wegovy. Let me see if I could pull up any more specific information. If you add, I'm just going to add them all because they're allowing me to cumulatively add Ozempic, Wegovy, Zepbound, and then let's do Mounjaro. And it's not really an easy. Okay, there's Mounjaro. Mounjaro, by the way, is spelled M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O. So with these four medications that have been on the market, there have been over 45,869 adverse events reported. Now, in 2023 was the most number. That's because that's when these medications were very, became more popular. Remember, people were on Ozempic and Mounjaro for diabetes. 28,000 cases alone with these medications in 2023. As of this year, we're at 64 cases. I can't on this site look at how many people died. But we are. But what is being reported by Daily Mail is over 100 have over 100 U.S. deaths have been linked to Ozempic and similar weight loss drugs. There was a 29-year-old who died from a quote-unquote intestinal mass. There was a pregnant woman who died. Now, somebody pregnant should not be using the medication for weight loss. Now, so I'm kind of confused. As to that, we usually don't, you know, looking up in terms of diabetes, when you use Ozempic for pregnancy, it's a category C. So it means we don't have enough human safety data, especially on a fetus. So we don't usually recommend these medications. Now, so I understand we're kind of limited with pregnant women, so I'm not sure why. But they say that there have been a possible link to 100 deaths with these medications. Now, mind you, thousands of people are getting them. So it's a small number. And nobody is saying that if you take this weight loss drug, you will die. But whenever there is an adverse event or a suspicion, it has to be reported to the FDA, and the FDA has to be transparent and post it. And there was a 56-year-old woman who died after using Ozempic to lose some weight before her daughter's wedding. Not sure why. Now, are some of these counterfeit? When somebody dies, do we know, you know, was it actual brand name or was it counterfeit? But the youngest patient to die was a 28-year-old woman who had an intestinal mass. Now, that's kind of interesting, because if you have a mass, I think tumor, that takes a while to grow. None of these medications are known to be oncogenic, but you wonder, is that possibly what could have happened? Is it that she had a blockage? But that's kind of young. Now, in terms of pregnancy, I believe studies in pregnant rats using Ozempic show that their offspring had growth problems and developmental abnormalities. So I do not usually recommend these medications. I don't think I've ever recommended these medications for anybody pregnant. But the FDA system has recorded 117 fatalities from people taking these medications since 2018. 81 were Ozempic, Wegovy, semaglutide, which is in Ozempic and Wegovy. 36 were using tirzepatide, which is in Mounjaro or Zepbound. Now, somebody could say, well, does that mean Ozempic and Wegovy are more dangerous? Not entirely. More people have been on it. I know more diabetics on Ozempic than Mounjaro. So it could just be a numbers game. It just more people are on it. But it starts to make you wonder, you know, what's going on here and why? And the frenzy people have. In fact, I just saw an article that people are driving 5 hours to try to find these medications. They're so desperate because of shortages. New York Post says a shortage of Ozempic, rival Zepbound is forcing desperate customers, that's Mounjaro's weight loss counterpart, customers to drive 5 hours to find a pharmacy because many of these medications are not in stock. Zepbound was released by Eli Lilly. It's in limited supply. People are looking for the 5 milligrams and the 12.5 milligram doses. There's limited availability, so they're waiting. The drug costs $1,500-$1,600 a month. Some people are able to get it at $1,100 a month. But this is what I told you guys. You know, listen, I think these drugs, if you can get them, work nicely. But we have driven up such a frenzy, such a demand, that, one, diabetics can't get their medications. Two, insurance companies are just skyrocketing their premiums. So uncool. I had to change insurances because my insurance went ridiculous. Why? Because they have to pay for these medications for people. So now I'm not on the medication and I have to pay higher premiums. I'm not even taking the medication. But because insurance companies have to now pay, which, by the way, a study found that Ozempic could be made for 75 cents a dose. Really? Then why is it $1,000 a month? Come on. It's ridiculous. So a Lilly spokesperson said the company plans to boost spending on production to address supply concerns. Yeah, they were not, and I got to tell you, it's a windfall for them, but they were never expecting that Stars would come out and say, hey, guys, and now everybody and their mother wants the medication. I get asked every single day, I want a prescription for this, and I can't do it because telemedicine companies can't do it because it could take months to get prior authorization. You need an exam. You need blood work. And we need to really fight with the insurance company for you to get the medication. That's something an in-person doctor has to do. There are online platforms who will see you and give you the prescription. It doesn't mean you're going to get the actual medication in your hand. Be very careful. When some of these places say, okay, you'll pay only $129 a month for your prescription, that means for your piece of paper prescription. It doesn't mean that that covers the cost of the drug. And so if you're going to lose weight, whatever you're doing to lose weight needs to be something that you could do lifelong. That's why I tell people, don't try and run a marathon if you never have to lose weight. Because if you can't continue to run marathons, you're going to gain the weight back. But if you could work out for 20, 30 minutes a day and slowly increase your intensity and do something that doesn't hurt your back and your knees and all that, and it's something you could stick with, you know, start doing that. You know, if you can't fast for 20 hours a day or do some of these intermittent fasting things that people do, and you say, there's no way I'm going to stick to it, well, then don't lose your weight that way because it won't stay. And that's what I worry about with these weight loss drugs. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what happens when an old flame reaches out and comes back into your life and you're married? So it's pretty cool. Happened to me. And, you know, for those of you that don't know me, I wasn't necessarily a hoochie mama, but boy, did I have crushes. I would crush all over. In fact, in kindergarten, I had three boyfriends, and I kissed one of them on the lips, and that was in kindergarten, so I was already kissing boys in kindergarten, and the only reason why is I didn't go to preschool, so I think probably finally, I mean, I might have gone to a preschool for a little bit, but, you know, once I was in school 8 hours a day, I was keeping busy. In fact, I had crushes. As far as I could remember, I remember there was, I guess, the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And I thought Murray was cute. That's why I like bald men. I think bald men are sexy because one of my first crushes was Murray. There was a movie in the 70s called The Shaggy D.A., and the guy who was the D.A. that turned into a dog I thought was cute, Ricardo Montalban. I thought was very sexy, well, you know, because the accent and all that, right? Yeah, love Latino men. And so anyway, I had crush after crush after crush. That just, it's me. So, okay. So if an old flame reaches back out saying, hey, how's it going? What does that initially do to you? Well, one is it brings back the past. Now, if it was a good past, if there were good memories, you're kind of like, if it wasn't so good, no, not going to be that good. And how I would heal from a crush or a relationship that didn't blossom is I would always say what was probably meant to be. And why was it meant to be? Is it because the person was a serial cheater, you know, and was dating somebody when they were flirting with you? Is it that the person was into, you know, some real, real bad habits? Something that you would not find to be congruent with what you would want or compatible? Is it that there was something about them that you really didn't like that you kept trying to overlook because you had a crush on them? And so whenever something didn't follow through, I would very easily talk myself into, well, this X, Y, and Z, that not for me, move on. And I was really able to move on, and then I would have a crush on somebody else the next day. So I was able to bounce back. So now, for those of you that have an old flame that kind of comes back saying, hey, how's it going? What you up to? You look good. You got to be careful. Because if you have something good, you're married, or you're dating somebody, or you love your life, you got to be careful. Now, why would you fall into this trap? Well, young love, it's amazing. I miss the, oh, is he going to call? Dating myself, that's when you would have a phone and an answering machine. I would come home and see the answering machine light beep, and I'm like, oh my gosh, is there a message from him? And then there'd be a message from him, and you're like, yes, I'll go out with you, yes. And, you know, then they're going to get all ready and, you know, stuffing the bra and all that. I mean, those were exciting times. But one thing I have trained myself to do is to remember the heartache, to remember the bad times. I never want to be single again. I don't want my husband leaving me ever. I don't want to be out there and dating. Yeah, it's exciting. It's nice for a person to be attracted to you and you like them back. I mean, trust me, that's very, very exciting. But I just remember the, you know, even though I always try to remember the good, I just remember the, all right, well, now I'm into somebody new. And at my age, there's always going to be somebody younger. Always going to be somebody younger. There's always going to be somebody better looking. Somebody with a smaller butt. So, yeah, I'm setting myself up for disaster, which is why I don't want to be single. Hopefully my husband stays with me forever. Not that easy. Now, he saw me bend over to try to take, I looked at the solar eclipse, bent over, right? And I looked through my sun as a selfie so I could watch to the end of my glasses. Say a guy had to look at my butt that way. And I was outside in the middle of the street doing that, and people honking. I'm like, hey, how's it going? But, you know, when an old flame, somebody from 1997, now, or no, not 1997, I was married. So this had to have been 94. Somebody from the 90s reaches out or is present. Now, hi. Yeah, you know, I might have liked you with your, you know, fanny pack around your waist, which, by the way, I still do. I don't care if it's 90s. I can't do it over the breast. I have, you know, my fanny pack around my waist. But, you know, say, can't touch this. You know, if. You know, you liked somebody back then. Well, why was that? Did I crush over somebody because I was getting over another crush? It was really easy for me to find something else I liked. And then what was it? Was it their washboard stomach? Was it their six-pack? Was it their tight butt? What is it, the way they looked in jeans and a leather jacket? Well, is it that they laughed at my jokes? You have to stop and realize what is it that you liked about them. Because, sadly, you could, like a time machine, go back in time, and that's not practical for 2024. If I was single, all right, what type of a man would I need? Let's say Corey dumped me. I'm sure thought has crossed his mind. Let's say Corey dumps me, and I'm single. What type of a man would I want? Well, I would want somebody that, one, isn't going to cheat. That's huge. I don't want to be a side chick. I don't want them having a side chick. No. So I would want to know they were faithful. Number two is I'd want to know that there would be some longevity with them. You know, so I don't want somebody who's smoking and shooting heroin and all that, you know, and playing around with fentanyl where I could sadly find them dead the next day. So I'd want somebody that, you know, had some relative longevity. I would want somebody that, you know, would treat me and my family right. You know, do they love my sons? You know, do they appreciate, you know, what I'm about? You know, are they supportive of my career? That kind of thing. And then, you know, yes, you know, are they, you know, able to still perform in sex? I'm being honest. I like sex. If there was somebody I fell in love with who couldn't perform, of course I would still be with them. But yeah, it's just, you know, but so you need to, the moral of this is you got to be honest. Because you could be possibly screwing up a marriage, getting all excited about an old flame reaching out when what you have is exactly what you need. And here's the other thing, too. People confuse marriage with a crush or a lover. All right? A marriage is a partnership. The love and the sex is a percentage of a small percentage of it. You need to be aligned and be able to partner with them. Good and bad. You have to know how to fight. You need to know how to overcome adversity. You need to know how to overcome conflicts. Just like when you run a business. If you have a good partner, it's somebody you could bring anything up to. You could talk about it, work it through, share duties, you know, and have common goals. So not just about the sex, especially if the sex only lasts a couple minutes. And so, you know, getting married or finding a partner for life, you're lucky. If you find somebody you want to marry and be with for life and it's successful, you're pretty lucky. So understand that just be, you know, a crush might only be satisfying 1/1,000th of what you really, really need in a relationship. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.